Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I'm here with Sean O'Brien.
Gregory, we're back, man.
Good to see you, buddy. Got the brand new Nateland at Sea hoodie.
Better believe it, man.
They gave you one of those even if you bailed on the picture, huh?
Thank you. They did, man. Abigail sent an email and said, hey, you just put your address in.
I got one too, man. That's a sharp looking shirt. Has it got your name on the back?
They got the name on the back this time.
Outstanding.
Well, the last one we did, man, years ago, remember that serious thing? Then I put my name on.
So, yeah, you were late.
Pretty upset, upset about that.
Still haven't heard the end of that.
Yeah.
We did...
Tim Convey's here as well.
Great to see you guys. Ludo played Lollapalooza one year, and we were on a poster, but not on the t-shirt.
Oh, man.
So it's like they included us in one thing and not on the other. And that year, and I think I've mentioned this before, we played the same stage as Lady Gaga. She played like two artists before us.
Wow.
And then the next year she headlined Lollapalooza. Like that's how quick it all happened, man, with her. And, but yeah, it weren't on the t-shirt.
Gotta be on the t-shirt, man.
To this day, it irritates me.
You got on that shirt, you would have had Gaga's career?
Oh, without a doubt, that's how it works, I think. Man. Yeah. That's what saw her on the t-shirt. They're like, we got to check this gal out. Yeah. And here we are.
That's what blew her up, man.
It's just that close.
Her world.
That's why I'm on this. This is going to be my ticket to the top.
Yeah. You're going to the top fast.
Better believe I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got my name on it.
Next year, you're going to be headlining that cruise.
Very comfortable, too. And I'm not just saying that to be a company guy.
It's soft.
It's a great hoodie.
Yeah. Feels good.
But I loaded up, man. I got a couple t-shirts, a couple hoodies, got Heather some stuff. I didn't just go cheap. I put it into the system. Took care of the system.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Took care of the store.
Wait, you did what?
I bought some other stuff because they have t-shirts as well. Everything's sold out on the cruise at like by Friday.
Right.
So I was like, well, let's just go nuts. Get your name on it. You got to get everything they had. So they had the orange t-shirt. Oh. They have this hoodie. So yeah, I got a couple for me, a couple for Heather. And then they sent me this. I was like, I'm mopping up.
I should have gotten some tees. I didn't do it.
They're on there, buddy. They're in the store.
It's a busy schedule on that cruise.
Yeah, it was.
What's with the pickles hat, man? Is that a place?
The place, yeah. We just got back from a little family vacation. We were in Seaside, Florida.
Yeah.
And Pickles is one of the hot spots.
Oh, yeah.
Where they, it's a burgers and shakes and fries and
and
pickles. And
fried pickles?
I think so, yeah.
Chips or spears?
I didn't get any fried ones, to be honest with you.
Okay.
This trip. But yeah, right in the middle of the action there. Good spot. And this is actually Emma's hat, but I said, hey,
swipe it in.
I'm gonna wear it on the podcast.
Oh wow. Emma wore that hat?
But it's a cool spot. Yeah, she's been wearing it. She's excited about it. Gotcha. I went on a vacation and did not get any merchant. Well, I bought a couple stickers from my notebook. But other than that, no merchandise on vacation, which is very rare for me.
That's all right. Yeah, because it's not for that, man. You want to get it, but then it just turns. Then you just collect over the years, man.
I'm trying to be better.
Yeah, you're growing up, man. You got kids. You got priorities. Stuff like that. I'm proud of you.
Speaking of notebooks, I don't know that this was discussed, and I don't even know when the Aletha thing is going to come out, but how about this gift from Aletha? I don't think we've done this on air. It is what looks like a Cheesecake Factory menu, but in fact, it is a notebook that she had made especially for us.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Love it.
Coming
Unbelievable.
Soon.
Yeah,
you'll see the new cheesecake flavor lineup. They got some great stuff.
Unbelievable, but so kind of her.
The notebooks are awesome.
They were made just for us.
Just for us.
Pretty cool.
I mean, I think she made a run of about 25. Some other people are going to get them.
A few other people, but you know what I mean. The idea was that they were for us. But it's I've been using it, changed my life already.
She was on Nickerson's podcast 2 days ago, and, right? and they were saying they were made just for them.
Ah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I got some big news, guys.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How big, man?
When it comes to this podcast, real big.
All right, man. Let's buckle up, Randy. See what he's got.
Purchased another wok.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's back, wow. baby.
Yeah, just for those of you that are not regular listeners, early on, I bought a wok, and it's one of those things that stainless steel, you have to season it, yeah?
Yeah.
You have to prepare it with oil every time. It's called seasoning.
Yeah.
And I got frustrated and threw it in the garbage. And a lot of people have weighed in on that. So then I bought another wok, another one that you got to season, you know? And I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
And we've gone about maybe a year and I just don't use it because I'm like, I don't want to season that thing. It takes forever. And then you got to redo it. And it's Brendan Ayer has a whole comedy bit about it, but just wasn't using it. So I had a rare week at home last week and I wanted to wok some stuff. So I went up to, I'm like, let's be honest. I'm just not going to be a seasoned type of guy. You know, I got those because the ones that are coated, there's in some cases that could be bad for you. Some of the coating, the no stick stuff. Some people say there's some chemicals in there that could make be bad you. For you. So I went up to Frontenac. What's the place up there?
Oh, Williams-Sonoma.
And I talked to them and told them, you know, what was going on. They're like, well, you got to get a coated one. She goes, but listen, you get the green pan coating, you're fine. It's probably, if you cook on way high, it's probably not going to last as long, but it's not going to be bad for you in any way. So I got a, have you guys ever dealt with green pan?
No, I do.
That's my second piece of green pan equipment. It's outstanding. Henry Phillips, who was a guest recently, is a big fan of green pan. So I got a new wok.
Is this related to that big green egg thing? Is it the same?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure though.
Do you know green pan, about? It's more seasoned. Is that what we're saying here?
It's or it's just no, better. It's coated.
It's coated. Not seasoned.
It's non-stick. Yeah. If it's not non-stick, it's usually stainless steel and you have to season it, which you have to coat it with oil. It's a process. It takes a long time and then you have to keep doing it often and you're not supposed to put it in the dishwasher and all that stuff. The coated ones, the non-stick, you know, you can do whatever you want with them. You're not supposed to cook them on too high, but on a wok, you know, I wanted to stir fry some vegetables, some broccoli, and I asked them and they said, you know, and then I Googled, they're like, put it on high on a wok. You're fine. The other thing is they kind of look down on, electric stoves.
Oh,
well, way, like, cause gas stoves can get hotter, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that they go, I go, well, is there a chance if I put this on, I'm going to, you know, mess it up, you know, if I put it on high? And they go, what do you got, gas or electric? I go electric. They're like, you're fine. Like, you can't.
Man, it's amateur hour over there.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. Okay, loser.
Yes,
yeah.
You're poor too.
It's like my friend Mike Cornell. My friend Mike Cornell was a personal trainer, the comic, and he told me guys would come in, you know, and be like, listen, I don't want to get too big. He's like, I think we're okay. Yeah. So yeah, man. This is the fourth wok, I think, of my lifetime. Because the one that I had was, I believe, coated maybe. That was aluminum. I don't know. That thing got hot. I think that got lost in the flood. Then there was the wok in the dumpster.
That's right. Yeah.
And then there's the one that I have. At some point, maybe I should just give that away because I'm not going to use it. Or maybe I can. Some point I'll get good at coating. I don't know.
Randy's looking up what you spent on.
So you clean it, though, just like you would any other dish that you were using on a stove.
The green pan, I think. Well, I think on most green pan stuff, all you need to do is just, they're so good and they're so coated. You just take a paper towel and wipe it out. It should be fine.
And that's
Every now and then, maybe a little bit of water.
Never soap, though, right? It's one of those things.
I think it's one of those things.
I don't think so.
Because green pan is the brand name.
It's the brand, yeah.
And that's founded by Alan Greenpan, is that correct?
No. How long were you sitting on that?
Mike Greenpan.
What was it, Mike Greenpan?
How long were you sitting on Alan Greenpan?
I was trying to remember exactly who
since
he was.
Since last Tuesday.
Who he was before I decided to throw that out
chairman
there.
Chairman of the Fed, I believe.
Yeah, at one point he was. Yeah, yeah. That is accurate.
That's right.
Alan Greenspan.
There we go. Okay.
Randy, just Google Greenpan, buddy.
I did. That was the first thing I did.
Yeah, Randy's got it.
Maybe it's, there it is. Yeah, Greenpan.
About 160?
I think it. I remember paying more than two.
Of course, yeah.
North of two.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
They saw your watch and they charged you a little more.
I think cast iron skillets are kind of in that world too.
Yeah, you got to season them,
and they get all mad if you try. Like, I put Dawn soap in once. I'm like, no,
you don't.
Don't do it. Throw it out. It's ruined. You ruined everything. Move. Mm.
Yeah, green pan ceramic cookware. Yeah, apparently it's good stuff.
That's good to know, man.
Well, that's good, man. Yeah. Because
you guys want to come over, I'll walk you up something.
Yeah. Okay, man. Yeah. I guess, you know, Tim, I talked to Greg a few days ago, man. There was a little bit of a problem he had.
What?
What's that?
He goes, man, I thought I almost burned my condo down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'm like, happened too. Oh, boy. Aluminum foil in the microwave. Over here.
Intentionally?
No, man. Yeah, intentionally.
Well, okay, how did it happen?
I wanted
then?
To kill myself.
How did it happen?
Intentionally. After I flooded my apartment, I thought it might be fun to give your mom some more work redesigning the place.
Meaning, were you intentionally? It's a light foil, it'll be fine, or something like that.
Or you didn't know it was in there.
All right. So I made my dad likes Rugola. I think I've told you guys that. And I know how to make it. And it's the happiest he ever is. And I missed his birthday this year because I think I was on the cruise. And so I made some Rugola. We took the week off and we watched wrestling together. And I made some Rugola for the occasion. It's not an easy thing to make. And my dad's diabetic, so I try not to give him all of it, you know? So I was like, I brought over some to the house and he had some. And then I was like, I'm going to just portion it out. And I didn't know where to put it because he was coming over. I had to hide it from him. So I put it in the microwave. I'm like, I just, you know, it had tinfoil on it, three plates. And I was like, just don't use the microwave. Don't use the microwave. You'll be fine. It's a good place to hide it. So I swear I was with Matt and all of a sudden I heard something burning. And I'm like, I go in and it's like, it smells, I got to get a new microwave. Mm. And it smelled horrible. And the bottom level was all burnt up. And I was like, did I kill myself with the chemicals or something, fumes? And I don't know who pressed it. I guess I did. Matt said he didn't. I guess I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I was like trying to time something. Sometimes it has a timer on it and I'll use the timer on the microwave.
Timer's key.
But I'm not, but maybe I was cooking and timing. I'm going to put it on me, you know, Matt said he didn't do it. So I messed up bad, man. I messed up real bad.
And how many seconds was it zapping for?
Who knows? Could have been, we're sitting there for 10 minutes. Could have been going for a while. I just smelled it. And then I was like, something's burning. Yeah.
You and sense over there, man. The wash machine, the dryer, remember?
Yeah, that man. Whole thing, I remember. I remember.
Did you get a new microwave or no?
Yeah, I got to get a new microwave. There's marks on the inside, yeah. Yeah, it's an expensive mistake.
I did that at a hotel once.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Man, did they?
Well, it sets off the alarms, and it did not clear out the whole hotel, which I wonder what the policy is on that, right? Because I set off the smoke detector or whatever, but it didn't clear out the whole hotel.
Did you do it on purpose?
I enjoyed it, buddy. I'm being fair.
Yeah.
I'm being fair. I liked it.
That's how this podcast works. They say anything in my favor, they have to apologize.
I loved it, man.
Genuflect to each other. Tim, I'm so sorry I took Greg's side on this one.
I guess what I mean is there was foil in something I didn't realize there was foil in it.
What was in it? What was it in?
It was some sort of...
tin foil?
No, it was like a napkin, what looked like a napkin, but there was... I don't know if this was a very long time ago.
They stitched tin foil into a napkin? Of.
Long story short, I can't go back to the Renaissance in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You did it at a Renaissance?
Yeah.
That's a nice place.
Well...
You guys were doing well at that point then, huh?
Things were all right.
Did you get a phone call from front desk? Because did they realize the alarm's going off? Like, hey, what's going on over there, man? What are you doing?
I called down there, panicked, and they were like... I guess they sent somebody up. I don't remember.
That's a Renaissance.
I thought, I'm clear.
Renaissances are nice.
Oh, okay. They're good?
Yeah, man. It's Marriott's highest property.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
it
that.
It is?
Yes.
Oh.
Is it Residence? Because that's Marriott property, too.
I don't know, man.
Renaissance is, yeah.
I guess I'm thinking there's a Renaissance and a Residence.
Yeah, yes. Buddy, those are two different words.
Way different.
Yeah. But there's two different hotels, too.
Yeah, and Residence aren't bad, but Renaissance is like high end.
Oh,
yeah. It's the best one.
I guess I'm thinking of Residence.
Yeah, Michelangelo invented it.
Let's see. Book a room. Let's see what we're looking at.
Yeah, let's see. Is it the Renaissance? What's Tim forking over to burn a place down.
It might have been DaVinci. I don't know. That's all I got. Anybody else? You guys got any other Renaissance artists? Randy? Who were some of the comics back then?
Just all the turtles, right?
Yeah, right. You just named
Leonardo,
the turtles.
Raphael.
387 tonight.
380
on Expedia.
All right, so Tim is he's showing.
So that's not crazy. I mean, that's pricey, but it's not insane.
That's like, I mean, if you're staying in country clubs, a 387 on a 387 on a random Monday.
It's out there,
yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
No, it's in Dallas. Nice place. Yeah.
It's not New York City or L.A.
Right,
but yeah,
Dallas is expensive.
That's a nice hotel right there. It's also got a 4.5 rating. That they climbed out from under that thing. They were down to a 2-3 because they emptied the place 20 years ago because you guys almost burned it down. But yeah.
That's a good run. I don't think it was that hotel, honestly, now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of meltdown, too, over the appliance. So, you know, our guy Sam at Operation...
Should we just make this a segment?
Real quick. Just a quickie. I have a Keurig.
We're going to do appliance talk.
I want to use Sam's coffee at Operation Coffee.
Yeah.
So, and some other listeners sent us stuff. So I have the grind. So you can go online and you can get the little, you can get like pods to fill the coffee.
Homemade
grinds.
Pods.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Make a cup of coffee.
That's, man. I don't make a cup.
Do you have a regular coffee machine?
I've played that game.
I don't.
All right, I'll buy you one. I'll buy you one.
I played that game. I played a game 2 days ago and I lost at that game. Keurig just flooded all over, like as if.
All right, Greg just threw Sean a $50 bill.
Get a coffee. That's the pleasure. Because the stuff that Sam's sending, you're one of the main coffee drinkers on this podcast. Our guy from Operation Coffee sent you some nice whole bean coffee.
He did.
You grind it up.
And I did.
Okay, you got to do that in a coffee maker. This is typical Sean O'Brien stuff.
Well.
Like, just go get it. I mean, those things are what, $30? $40?
Yeah, low end.
Yeah, they're not much.
Oh, my, 20. Okay.
Yeah,
so I could buy two.
A Mr. Coffee, 10. Okay?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna make the switch. I guess my point is they have on Amazon. There's like dozens of these little pods that you can fill it in. People are like, they work great, and mine just spit all over.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's always some sort of.
It's not the
workaround with him. You know, just make a cup of coffee.
I was trying to use the Keurig.
Do that for Heather. You can't take this great coffee that we're getting. We got some other stuff last week. And be putting it in a Keurig, making your. Are you going to roll your own cigarettes now too? I mean, what's going on?
I should
on
start
here?
Smoking. I heard you can lose weight that way.
What are you doing?
Anyways, yeah, man, it was a big fumble. I threw them out. I got mad, so
just didn't work. You're out.
Yeah, I have throw it out pod money. Like Greg had the walk money.
Yeah, there you go.
I just took it. I didn't return it.
You didn't
I
throw
just,
out the machine. You threw out the little pods.
Everything.
The Keurig machine.
Threw it all out. No.
You threw a Keurig.
I didn't have the guts Keurig's to do it. But I got mad because it's coffee Keurig's on the floor.
Like, that's talking walk money right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee in the Gus is water, and he's drinking the coffee.
Oh no,
nah, man.
It was chaos.
You wound up. Yeah.
Loved it.
Are you gonna do that?
Do what?
Are you gonna buy a coffee machine?
Yeah, I'll get a coffee machine, man.
Today.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
I'll show it. I'll even send you the link, man.
Yeah.
$50 bill there.
Who's on the 50?
Tim? Grant.
I'll go with that.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, Horace Grant from the Chicago Bulls. Yeah.
He took the glasses off, though, so you don't recognize him.
Because
he didn't have the things on, the goggles.
Should be on the 54. They made a $54 bill.
Yeah. Oh, is that his number?
That's his number.
Really?
Look
at you.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, you can
Stephen
you can,
A. Smith over
you
here.
You can fact check that.
Well, I love the 54. Anybody gets that reference, I'll send you something free.
I don't get it.
If I'm wrong here, 54
is the only family I got.
Real bad.
Oh, man.
I've got it. Oh, yeah.
Bingo. Sean O'Brien, man.
My
nice
man.
Job.
Got a win, man.
Way to go.
Unbelievable.
Man, those early 90s Bulls, man. It was just, as you know, Timmy, our age.
So good.
Yeah, everyone watched.
Yeah. So nice job, man.
So
way to
good.
Go.
You go, man. I did my part today.
I got to get you one of the, we made Ludo Chicago. We did those Bulls, a shirt that looks like the Bulls championship shirt.
Okay.
Only it's a dragon instead of a bull. I'm going to get you one just for getting that Horace Grant number right.
Well, look at that, man. I'm making money today. I'm getting free t-shirts. What a bang up day.
It'll look great.
Nateland hoodie?
Under your Nateland hoodie. It'll be good. I this morning, Timothy didn't have school. So he and I hung out. While Emma was working, we went to the Lego store that we talked about before when we did the Lego episode. And while we're in there looking around, this woman's in there buying something for like a grandkid or something. And The guys in the back, we've talked about this. They go to the back and they're sifting through pieces or they're building things or they're yeah. These guys are really passionate about Legos. And so then he has to get up from that to come check her out, and she's, you know, paying him, and she goes, so what are you doing back there? You're going through the, like, the donations and stuff. And he goes, we buy these.
Yeah.
Because in her head, people are just dropping off the Legos they don't
want.
It's like
the Goodwill.
She could care less. This is the thing he's most passionate about in the world.
That's what he does, man.
And it's the person right in the middle. I just found it really, really funny. Yeah. Donations.
Yeah, man. She couldn't have said anything more rude to that guy.
Right. She thinks it's like a Goodwill for Legos or something. Right.
There's only 400 of this model.
Yeah.
I mean, country, ma'am. And I'm one of the few people that know how to build it and disassemble it.
I loved it.
Donations.
Spent about $37.
He was talking to some of the other guys about it.
No, I kind of just saw him. As soon as she said it, I knew that was going to trigger. And he was polite, but also was like, well, we buy all of them.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Speaking of which, Timothy called me this morning.
Oh, yeah. He had my phone. He was FaceTiming with his cousin.
Tim's son called me this morning.
Just coming in. There he is, right? Four?
And the next thing I know, he just turned four. And the next thing I know, I hear Greg's voice on the phone.
He goes, did we call Greg or did he call us? Timothy goes, he called us. I'm like, no, I didn't.
And he was unfazed by the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, I hear Greg go, hey, Timothy. And he goes, hi, Greg. Like,
so right. He's pretty slick with the phone, man. He can navigate around pretty well.
I mean, I couldn't be like, hey, go call Sean, and he finds it. But, like, it was, you know, we had just talked to Greg, so it was on, I guess, recent calls.
We also know Sean's whatever. Not going to answer the phone.
Yeah. He's like, it's way too early. Yeah. I go, call Sean. He's like, it's 8 a.m.
Yeah. Crazy? That's never happened there. Yeah. No shot. No shot on that. 8 a.m. Great. Yeah.
Come back to me at 2 p.m. on that one, Dad.
He looks at his watch like,
what are you, crazy?
Yeah. Guy went to bed 45 minutes ago.
That time's true. Very sad.
He's like, he took more naps yesterday than I did.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
The brand this week is Crocs.
Crocs. We've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah. Dude.
Unbelievable.
This has been on the table for a minute as an idea.
Yeah. I'm wearing some right now.
Are you? You got them on?
First pair I've ever worn.
Did you get sizes that fit us, I hope?
No.
Why not?
What?
These are gifts. Yeah, I just didn't feel like I didn't feel like texting you guys, and, you know, I feel like I get you guys enough stuff.
You didn't just get big ones? Well, I mean, part of what we do is we try stuff out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I figured you guys would worn them.
Can you buy me a pair?
It's $50.
No, that's what they cost about, man.
Are they 50?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to give these away to listeners.
I've never worn them before. I'm going to try these on anyway.
Here, try mine on. That way we don't mess up.
So you got yourself ones that fit, and then you just got smaller sizes.
Because I figured
sizes.
You guys had them. I wanted to be able to say.
Why'd you figure we had Crocs? Have you had Crocs?
Never tried one on in my life.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what. Those are 10s, which I know fit you because we have the same shoe size.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever does better on the podcast today, you guys get those shoes right there.
Whoever white does ones. Better.
You heard the Lego story. I feel like I got a leg up already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're definitely up 1-0.
He pulled the Horace Grant 54.
Yeah, that's right. But that's more like fun facts.
That's right. Yeah.
I can't even take that as a win.
Greg, you got white Crocs. What made you get white ones?
The only ones, that, like, literally, that's the other reason why I didn't get you guys any. I had to look so hard to find some that were in, like, a men's 10 or above.
Okay.
And you went where? Sorry, did you already say?
I went to Bass Pro.
Okay.
They had none close to our sizes. But they had them. Then where else did I go? I went to Target. They had none. They all had a bunch of Randy Brand Crocs.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they had a bunch of Randy Brand knockoffs, as they call them. And this isn't me doing this joke. They have Croc-offs. And then,
I know it.
Yeah. And then I went over to Dick's Sporting Goods, and that's where I found these.
All right. Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah. And I went to Dick's, and I was like, I couldn't find them in the shoe department. And I went to the kid, you know, there's so many kids that work there, and I have such a bad attitude sometimes about retail help. And I went to this guy, I'm like, this guy's not going to help. I go, hey man, do you guys have Crocs? He goes, oh yeah, man, we got our own, we got a place where they live by themselves. Very helpful guy, man.
Okay.
In which place was this?
This is at Dick's.
Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah.
I'm disappointed. I thought I was getting Crocs today. I'm a little disappointed. My kids
I know, buddy.
Have so many.
Yeah, you're not getting, well, you know.
Not me.
Step it up, you might get them. There's a pair right now out there on the table. It goes for you too, Randy.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, he's in on this too?
Yeah, yeah, man. Haven't seen much out of him yet.
You a Croc guy, Randy? Have you ever had him? I had a pair a while back, and I actually do have
bee stings or whatever.
I have a pair of Croc-offs that I bought when I was on vacation walking around on the beach.
You know Randy did not have Crocs. First of all, they're not cheap. Yeah, Randy, and then the knockoffs look a lot like Crocs.
Yeah, they do. They look just like them, and they were great on the beach. Yeah, my intention was just to wear them in Cancun and not bring them back home, but they ended up in my suitcase.
Yeah.
Cancun brag.
Well, you have three fellas to thank for those, Randy. It's Scott, well, not for the Croc-offs, but Scott Siemens. He was an inventor, and he was hanging out in the Caribbean on a sailboat with his buddies. These are his, I think, longtime buddies, Lyndon Duke Hansen. Duke had just lost his job as a computer salesman, and he was sleeping on somebody's couch. And George Bodecker Jr. George made a bunch of cash. He owned probably 100 Domino's pizza franchises.
No kidding.
Yeah. So these guys
are wealthy names. These gentlemen. Yeah. By the way.
Yeah. You probably associated with some of these guys.
No, it's club country club guys. Not fair. At all.
They were hanging out on the it was Scott Siemens' boat, the Hannibal. They were sailing, and Scott went down under the deck or whatever you call it, came up and goes, hey guys, what do you think of these? And they were a pair of clogs made by a Canadian company called Foam Creations. Mm-hmm. Now, Foam Creations is a subsidiary of Finn Project North America. And they featured a material that's very, very proprietary. It's called Crosslite. Crosslite. It's a legendary material. It's not plastic. It's not rubber. It is a closed cell resin, polyethylene vinyl acetate.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
When I tried yours on
a second ago, is that what you're thinking? Like, that is.
Yeah, it's either rubber or closed polyethylene acetate.
Poly.
Yeah. So,
what year is this? I'm sorry. Do we have a timeline here?
Yeah, this is early 2000s, I believe 2001, probably when they were on the ship.
Rich guys on a boat, just hanging out.
Hanging out. Old time friends, one sleeping on somebody's couch. The other one, I think the other two guys are pretty much retired.
Cool.
And, you know, Scott was an inventor and developed products. And he's like, what do you guys think of these, man? You think we could sell these? And they made fun of them because they are sort of weird looking, you know? And then they walked around in them for a couple of days on the boat, and they were like, I'm in. You guys want to invest? So they all went in on it and were like, we're going to make these things a thing.
How close was that thing to what we now know as Crocs?
Well, I think basically what they did is they took the thing that they had, these clogs, and they added a strap. And I believe that was about it. They added that back strap. And you know, they weren't doing it like stealing. They wound up... they bought them from the Canadian company.
Oh, good.
And then they added a strap and then marketed them in the U.S. Eventually, they bought Finn Project North America, the parent company. They bought the whole thing just because this material is such a big deal.
So I'm glad they went about it the right way.
Yeah, they did. They did. In 2002, they went to a boat show in Fort Lauderdale, and they brought... you know how it is with these things, either 1,000 or 200 pair, and they sold out right away. Wow. So they like, all right, we got something here. Let's start making them. They had a HQ in a Miami warehouse, and they did well, sort of catered to restaurant workers, hospital staff, gardeners. They made them in vibrant colors, so young people really enjoyed them. It also, like, apparently, if you're a shoe store and you're like, I like this brand of shoes, you got to get out in front of it, like a regular shoe. You're like, I want these Nike size 10 and a half. Give me 500 pair. And they're like, yeah, we'll get to you in 6 months. With it. Like, you got to sort of anticipate.
If you think there's going to be, if something's going to be hot.
Yeah, yeah. Crocs, no. It's pretty easy lead time on it. Oh. Like, yeah, I'll take these next Thursday. I don't know the exact timing, but apparently it's a lot easier to get them. The first year, they sold 76,000 pairs. Wow. And they got right into Dick's and Nordstrom's and a bunch of other retailers. So it's like a lot of these things we found, like, man, they are just off to the races quick.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. They had business experience.
They did.
And, yeah. Greg, let me jump in.
Yeah.
So you think when you say get in, you think that they're like selling, like they're going to the Dick's and then they have to talk to the sales manager. Is he like, let me try him on first. I don't know anything about
this.
Yeah,
this is what I did. Yeah, this is what I did.
Yeah, but are they doing a hard sell to get him into a Dick's or something? Or is Dick's pretty loose? Like, all right, this is different. We'll just take him. We're not even going to attempt.
No, for a big retailer, probably what happens is I don't know where Dick's headquarters are. But like Walmart's is down in Bentonville, Arkansas or something. You would go down there, you'd bring a bunch of pairs and you'd be like, hey, this is a new thing. You know, for a new item, they're going to be like, what is this? I don't know. And they're probably going to rake you over the coals a little bit and pull stuff that they couldn't pull with like Procter & Gamble because we're an established company. They'd be like, well, what could we buy them for? You know, what do you think we'd price them for? What kind of marketing support for it? So somebody took a flyer on it and just was like, yeah, let's do it. Sometimes they have what they call slotting allowance. We wouldn't pay it. So let's say, yeah, man, you know what? It costs us a lot to carry an item, to set up the codes. It's a risk for us. $50,000.
Just hand it over? Just write it?
Yeah, I don't know what the money is, but yeah, it was at a place like Walmart. I'm sure somebody pays $50,000 or way more.
No kidding, yeah. Man.
Just to get in like a setup fee almost.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, because like, hey, guess what, man? I have to have 7 of my people working on printing out tags and codes and all that people, and you have no proven track record. If this thing doesn't sell, it's going to cost us a bunch of labor to get them back out of the store and all that. And the small companies will be like, we don't have it. And they'll be like, well, then, you know, you can't be in it. And
then you do it and there's no reason to think that they'll reorder anything like that. You just have to hope that your thing takes off.
Yeah. And if it takes off, I mean, and these guys are smart. These buyers at these big companies, I think it used to be like, oh, Joe used to work in the store in cash registers. He made his way up.
Yeah.
Man, some of these big companies, it's like, yeah, that guy's a Harvard MBA.
Yeah.
And he knows, he has a terminal and it's like, he's looking at all the analytics and he's like, this thing went up and down. And he's like, yeah, we're going to go with that.
That slotting fee is kind of a shakedown though, right?
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, but I do see their perspective in some ways, but I think it's a little bit of like, because Procter & Gamble, we were like, no. Or no Procter. Way.
Yeah. Because no part way. Of it is protection against A, obviously if it doesn't do well in the store, but B, if that company just doesn't even exist in 6 months.
Right.
Or 3 months. Whereas P&G is like, we're not going.
Yeah, we're putting
we're behind this, guys.
Look at we're gonna put $10 million into the ad for this. You know, like what, and so I think in some ways some of the more forward companies looked at it like, yeah, we're gonna make a bunch of money for these things. Or, yeah. Now, some buyers were just like, it was an ego thing. Like, I'm going to beat them up for money. And, you know, and in some cases, I think we were like, all right, man, you know, we're giving you this other money to promote it. Call it whatever you want to call it. You know, like if you do your own financial gymnastics is what my old boss would say. Like, yeah, we're giving you money for a display allowance here, like there. I'm sure you can find a way to be like, yeah, call that slotting if you want. But there's no extra money.
Right.
Okay? There's no extra money for this is what we would say.
So then you wonder if they blow up and then Walmart, for example, is like, oh man, we need more of these. You think Crocs would be like, hey, we're charging you more. Because you shook us down
Walmart,
out of the game.
Walmart,
you can't. Though,
Walmart, man, they basically, ask Bill down in Arkansas, a guy that owns the comedy club. He used to work there. I mean, they'll basically tell you they've done so much research. And they're like, okay, like the smaller companies, but even at Procter & Gamble, sometimes they'd be like, this is what you guys should charge us for this item. Cause like we see what we can make. We see the projections. It's really interesting. So they come out of the gate doing well. They eventually landed on the word croc because it's an amphibian. These things are good in the water, good on the land.
Hmm.
They had a mascot, for the Get a Grip. They apparently, because You wore them, right?
I just tried yours on. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're nobody's. They might be yours. Might be Randy's. Might be Sean's. They might be mine if both of you guys blow it.
Oh man.
Yeah. So apparently you get more traction because the way the material fits to your feet. That's what they said. Yeah. Get a grip was the slogan, and the Crocs mascot's name was Duke.
Duke.
Yeah, named after Lyndon Wayne. Duke Hansen, not after John Wayne. Good guess though.
That is my dad's grandpa name.
Yeah, that's
What his grandkids call him.
That's what they call him. They all call him Duke, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I don't know that he's deserving of it. It might be a little too it's cooler than my dad.
I think your dad's pretty cool, man.
I like him. I'm a big, big fan.
I know you are, man.
But cool.
Everything's always more fun when Tim's dad's around.
Absolutely.
He is the man.
I'm a big fan, guys. Love the guy. Great guy. I'm just saying.
Very supportive.
Duke is cool.
So I said 2002, that first year, they sold 76,000 pairs. 2004, 649,000 pairs of Crocs. That is what I call growth, fellas. They moved the HQ to Boulder, Colorado. That's where I think they were from.
From Miami?
Yes.
Interesting.
I think, yeah. Yeah. I think they were from.
Of course, Crocs are based in Boulder.
Yeah. A little.
It's great. It's a great place.
Yeah. Ron Snyder stepped in to lead the company.
Where's he come from? What's his story?
What do you think?
Pretzels?
Buddy? No.
Tell me it's the pretzels.
It's not the Snyder pretzel. Oh, okay. I like where you're going.
Twisted sister. Brother.
I like that too, buddy. I like that too. That might just gotten you a pair of Crocs, honestly.
The movie got a couple points.
Yeah, yeah.
stupid.
I think, you know, this is interesting. Remember he was sleeping on a guy's couch?
Yeah.
That was Ron's couch.
Get out.
Yeah, yeah, it was Ron's couch.
Time to pay the piper.
Ron came in. He's the one that I think they bought Finn Project North America during his tenure.
Okay.
And then he took them global. And then he started adding more products. So it was originally just the clog, as you see it. And they flip-flops, rain boots. Mm. They got into a lot of stuff. Peter Forsberg, do you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Randy, you probably do.
Hockey player
from Randy. Sweden.
Huh.
Randy's a hockey fan.
Yeah,
big-time hockey player. He loved him.
Really?
Yeah, Peter is one of the first guys that loved him. And he was like, hey, can I sell these in back home? And he did.
Like as a partner? Like he was involved in the business?
Yeah, a licensee or something like that.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So he got a part of that. In 2018, they pioneered a new sort of material called Light Ride. It's 25% lighter and 40% softer.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they still make them in both. I think most of their business is done in the old Cross Light, though. Mm. 13 holes. In all sizes.
Really?
13 holes in the little guy?
Across the top, or does that include the things on the side?
Nope, just the top.
You got 13? Yeah, did you count them up, buddy?
It cleared.
I fact-checked it.
We're good. We got 13?
Yeah, I think you're right.
13
yeah.
here, guys.
Yeah, you're right, 13.
And I will say, they make them tiny. I mean, my little ones had them when they were barely even walking.
Yeah, easy to get on and off, I guess.
Easy to get on and off.
I think Dean and Tommy have these. I know Tommy does. Pretty sure Dean
does. They're not, you know, when they're just learning to walk, they're better in like tennis shoes than they are in these things. These are still, and frankly, if they're out running around, like they are playing a game running around, it's not the best thing.
Yeah.
Even though what do they call the mode? It's two different modes.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So if you wear them like this, see the
it's got this flip thing.
The strap.
Yeah.
Strap down.
Flip up and it's kind of more casual and your heel's completely exposed.
Yeah.
Or, I think it's called sport mode. Maybe Randy can look that
up. Okay.
And you put it around, it would wraps around back. Your heel, holds it a little tighter so that you can, you know, run.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you run, that means you're in a hurry, right?
Yeah.
That's Depeche mode.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a sympathy laugh from Randy. I'm just being honest with you there.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, buddy. $5 billion in 2026 is what they think they're going to sell.
$5 billion. I will say, man, they are the lightest shoe I've ever. This is, I think some socks are heavier.
Can you tell me this? It feels to me like they came on so strong. It was such a huge trend, a bit of a punchline, right? You kind of say like, oh, this guy shows up wearing Crocs.
Yeah, they're ugly.
That is sort of they've almost grown out of that.
So they grew, they went crazy growth until I think around 2007, and then the novelty sort of started to wear off.
Okay.
And then they went down. They had some rough years. Okay. In 2013, a private equity firm, Blackstone, acquired 13% of the stake in the company. Man. When that happens, they're going to want to tell you what to do. And I think our guy, remember back at Whole Foods, I think he was like, you're not telling me what to do. I'm selling it. I think if I remember what happened.
Yes.
They said, I think Blackstone was like, hey, let's simplify back to clogs. We don't need all this other stuff. Let's do that. He also, the CEO, Greg Ribbett, I think was the first person that, Blackstone installed. He was like, let's go digital. So they were doing really bad.
What do you mean, let's go digital?
They started focusing a lot more on online sales than they did in retail sales.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you're not in the stores, but they were like, we got to figure out how to sell directly to people. So a couple of things happened. They started to climb out with the new strategy, which is, you know, delete SKUs. Let's focus on what made us the clog and digital. A couple of things happened. Do you know who Christopher Kane is?
No.
He's a big designer, and
K-A-N-E.
K-A-N-E, as in Citizen Kane. And he had a big, none of us know much about fashion.
That's not true, Greg. Speak for yourself.
Well, you didn't know who
Tim's got a
Kane.
Pickles head on.
You didn't know
who
Christopher
fashion.
Kane was, so you're a moron. I went to you first.
I'm not a moron because I don't know who Christopher Kane is.
Big deal.
Well, I did several seasons of MTV's House of Style.
Okay, well, let's see if you know some of these other guys.
I once attended quite a few shows at New York Fashion Week.
Well, you didn't know who Christopher Kane is.
This guy's young.
Yeah, so he featured all his models came down the runway in clogs. He thought he loved the simplicity and he loved a way to sort of add to the simplicity and dress him up a little bit. Yeah. So that like was a big deal.
He's Scottish. You know I'm not into Scottish fashion, dude.
All right, buddy. I'm just trying to tell the people that was a big deal. Kind of brought him back, okay?
Thanks to this guy, okay.
It was huge. Scottish designer Christopher Kane was the man behind the transformation, turning Crocs from anti-fashion into the complete opposite. For his 2017 spring-summer collection, sent models down the runway wearing earth-toned Crocs, each adorned with charms of minerals and geodes. They were back at that point.
This is
that's Vogue describing that.
I got to be honest with you. Christopher Kane, some pretty good stuff.
Pretty good stuff.
And I know fashion.
Yeah, you didn't know he existed.
Let me tell you.
It was on the tip of Sean's tongue.
Yeah, I was right there.
I worked on MTV brought back House of Style and I worked on it. And first we did what? Why are you looking at him?
I don't.
No, nothing.
Can I share a story? Would that be all right?
Yeah, share it with the group, man.
Yeah, man.
It's your time to shine.
Can't wait to hear it.
No, I'm not going to do it because he's already going to punch as soon as I finish.
He's not. I'll run interference.
It's a great story.
Tim, I'll run interference.
I'll share it with Randy afterwards. No, it's
don't
funny.
Act like a baby, man. Do the story.
Tim,
do your story, man.
No, I'm not going to get bullied.
You're not getting bullied. I'll box him
up. I didn't do anything.
It's a good story.
I didn't do anything.
You guys will hear it some other time.
I'm not going to beg for it, but can you tell the story?
I can't wait to hear it.
That was
a great story.
I honestly don't know why he did look at me when you brought up.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
I swear to him.
Stretching my neck out.
No, he's doing a bit. He's getting ready.
Yeah, he's getting
getting ready to throw a punch.
Yep, in the bullpen.
Getting ready
get
to
loose.
Shove somebody in
no,
the
no,
locker.
No, 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 no.
That's how the kids at Kirkwood High knew it was coming. They'd see him kind of do this.
Like, oh, no. I got to get
to Spanish class.
I think the listeners would enjoy hearing this House of Style story.
See, he's doing
he's
it.
He's already hitting you, yeah.
And it's a great story.
We'll try
it's
next
too
week.
Too bad, yeah.
We'll bring up.
I'm gonna ask one more time.
Episode.
I'm giving you the floor,
and then we'll move on. Go ahead.
Would you like to hear the story?
Hear it or tell it?
Do you want to tell the story?
No.
Okay.
We'll put it on the consumer's social media.
Jeez,
I like it, buddy.
They can find it there.
I still wish you would tell it, but yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Sean, you just earned yourself a pair of Crocs.
Oh wow. Calling it already, man.
It's too bad. It's a great story.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax.
You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
I also did some collaborations. They made like McDonald's Crocs and KFC Crocs, which brings me to gibbets. Anybody know what gibbets is?
Oh yeah. Those are the little,
the charms
that you put in the holes. And
this was a family
crazy with them.
The Schmelzer family.
Schmelzer?
Rich and Sherry. They had some kids.
Richard
Schmelzer.
As opposed to Richard Belzer.
Yes. And Sherry Schmelzer. Sherry just started making these things to put on their kids. They love Crocs. Their kids had a bunch of, they just started making them.
Why don't we call them Schmelzers?
And put them on there. And then they started selling them online. I think they started just selling directly and just like getting feedback. Like, what do you guys like and you don't like? Yeah. So they're just selling. And then a year later, Crocs bought gibbets, $10 million up front, $10 million on the back end.
That's great.
Isn't that crazy?
That is great.
Yeah. I mean, it's, they like 12,000 square foot office and warehouse in Boulder, 42 employees, $2 million in monthly sales. That's what Gibbets was doing. And then they're like, all right, we'll buy it.
So Gibbets also started in Boulder, the Schmelzers?
I think so.
That's really interesting.
Maybe not.
Maybe I got that wrong. I got to tell you again. I guess by this time Blackstone owned it. Our guys were out.
I think
where our guys still involved?
No, but Blackstone was just a minority partner in this thing.
So our founders are still running the show.
I don't know about that now. Well, we never get into all that. It's like who owns what, but
regardless,
these guys, they were still there.
I want to believe that they were. And I like that they, again, were doing the right thing. They could have just been like, we're going to start our own thing and we're Croc. The Schmelzers got paid and I like to see
it. Again, I want to, point out some,
these aren't Crocs crooks we're talking about. These are guys who do the right thing.
Sitting on that one for a while.
No.
Okay.
God forbid I should come up with something in the moment.
No, it's just funny to me. Sometimes it's like, I can tell he's like stewing because he didn't say anything for about 10 minutes. Good. He's like, Crocs, Crocs.
It's a great way to execute. people like it.
Apologize to Tim for laughing at something I said. That's the,
what is wrong with both of you?
I messed up the chronology a little bit. I just want to be clear.
Okay, that's all right.
2006 is when they bought this stuff. Okay, it wasn't until 2013 that Blackstone got involved. So this was early on.
Oh, the gibbets.
The gibbet stuff was early on. They come out in 2002.
So those are our guys again.
2006, yeah, definitely. 2006, gibbets is purchased. So it was in the beginning, and gibbets took off. Well, I bought some gibbets here.
Yeah.
I got a food related one. It's like hot dog on a stick. I think this is a chicken McNugget. It's not a McDonald's chicken McNugget, a French fry and a pretzels. Tim, how these work? You just put these things right on the,
A hot dog on a stick is called a corn dog, Greg.
It is a corn dog. Sorry about that. So you just put these on the,
My guys don't do gibbets. I see them with kids all the time. And friends' kids. But I'm assuming.
What's that? That one's, what?
This is a Disney Zootopia.
Zootopia. Yeah. There we go. So you just kind of stick it in there.
Oh yeah, you don't even. Wow, that
is just to fix it in there.
Seems a little difficult.
Is that to the side?
Well, this one's on the side, but
I don't think you walk around with a chicken nugget on the side of your foot, man.
No, you do. It's insane. The first time you saw a gibbet on some kid's foot, you're like, what's going on?
The kid stepped on a chicken.
It's so strange.
There you go. Way to go. Hey, can you put it in the holes on top?
No, it's too. Can you?
I think you can.
I'm forcing it, but I've seen it.
That's what it's meant to do. Yeah, I think
it
you get fit. It. Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I think
there we go.
Really?
I got a corn dog on there.
Yeah, because it's going to stay in there a little bit more. You don't have to do it. It's going to take you a while.
Here's a pretzel. Man, this is these things just got tackier.
Let's test your House of Style knowledge. You failed so far. Do you know what a Balenciaga boot is?
Not at all.
No?
No.
So there were Crocs Balenciaga boots that retailed for $950.
Balenciaga, you're trying to say.
Okay. Yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea when it comes to fashion.
What did you call it?
Balenciaga.
Oh, yeah.
And close. It's Balenciaga?
Balenciaga, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
There's only two seasons. Yeah. So.
Anwar Carrots. Do you know who this is? He's a streetwear designer, and he made some that look like carrots. Orange ones with a carrot. It looked pretty cool. Carrot. Randy, you want to pull that up? The Anwar Carrots.
Carrots spelled like the vegetable?
Yeah. It's a streetwear guy.
I've seen this guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Young guy. Bad Bunny got involved with some Crocs at one point. The Salleh, Salleh, Bembury Potlex Clog.
These Bad Bunny ones are cool.
Jeff Staple. Have you heard of this fella?
Jeff Staple? No.
Yeah. Nicole McLaughlin. I think Nicole's from the McLaughlin Report.
Wrong! That was great.
Edwin Peace, will he rest in peace? Jim Codby, yes or no? Yes or no, Tim Codby?
Yes.
They bought a company that's out there that's I don't know how to describe it, but it's not that brand. But they bought a company called Hey Dude. Pretty big size company. It's I think like sort of canvas relaxed shoes.
Tim and I are I've seen that. Seen those? Yeah.
Tim and I are gonna reenact how they came up with that brand name. I'm working on some stuff here in the office trying to figure out.
Hey Dude.
I was gonna do it here.
What?
I'll give you the line. I'll feed you the line.
Okay.
Yeah. Tim's I'm just sitting here working on my I got to come up with a new brand for this name for these shoes. I don't know. Oh, hey, Tim, what's going on?
Hey, dude.
I like it.
You could have still done the thing.
Yeah. I would have commitment.
Here's what I would have done if I were in Greg's role and he did.
How would you have done that? All right, what would be your angle?
You do that.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just working on this.
Hey, dude.
That's it!
That's what I would have done.
It's a good take, man. That's the thing, man.
Yeah. A lot of enthusiasm.
You want to try one, Sean?
No,
I'm watching all the fun you guys are having. But I will say that I'm enjoying myself.
You gotta
think you can get these in the top here, by the way. I don't see how it's
Dude, I did it. Look.
Are they all the same sizes?
Yeah. I thought, yeah, they are.
All right, man.
You don't have a lot of dexterity.
It's the holes are way more malleable than you think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can get that in the top one.
Yeah, he's going to be able to do it. You over there, old pork chop hands. No fit, guys.
Once you do it, it goes a little faster than you.
I'm wrong again. Ready? Good job, buddy.
Crocs are flying.
Crocs are flying, guys. It's in. I'm out.
This chicken nugget looks just like a chicken nugget.
It should not be on the side of the shoe. I think it's a much better thing on the top.
Walking around with fake chicken nuggets on their feet.
And a little sauce sample, too.
The future is bright.
Yeah. That's what's going on these days.
I like they all have their little sauce sample. You know, I never liked the pretzel with mustard.
I do.
Just pretzel.
I do.
And I like sauces. Mustard, you're out.
Usually I'm in a baseball game when I'm eating a pretzel or sporting event. I don't really want to have mustard that I got to do. Now, if I was home eating a pretzel, which I can't ever imagine it would be a situation, I wouldn't mind trying it. Okay. I do like mustard.
Cook it up in the wok.
One little thing I left out. I think that the Gibbets folks and the Crocs folks were at like the same Vegas trade show one year, and the Crocs people were like, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to buy these guys. Any questions?
How long ago did you buy those, and how long have you been walking around in them, and what are your thoughts?
The Crocs, I bought them yesterday. Oh. Purchased them yesterday afternoon. Did not put them on until I got to Randy's house. Haven't walked outside in them. I like them. Another thing, man, I keep missing stuff.
That's all right.
These things, I told you they took off because of our boy Kane, because of some simplification. But the other reason they took off, COVID.
Well, you mean had a resurgence. I mean, they were around before COVID for sure.
Yeah, resurgence is what I'm saying. When they went down, and then they were, that was like the final climb out.
Because we were just sitting in our house.
Everybody's at home. Everybody's like not going to work. Everybody's not going anywhere. And these are comfortable shoes to be walking around in.
Wow.
Yeah, they really did well during COVID.
Of course.
Kind of like Lysol or, you know, other brands thrive during COVID.
Some of our wardrobes never recovered.
You think so?
Including mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was much more stylish before COVID.
Yeah, if it weren't for COVID, you would have known who Christopher Kane was.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. Not my fashion knowledge, just the stuff I own.
Now,
yeah.
Just all he's doing is raising canes, sitting around, eating chicken fingers, putting them on
his
shoes. They're
tasty.
Yeah.
Did we talk about we can use these in the water?
Yeah, they're amphibious. That's why they're called Crocs.
Yeah.
Like the crocodile. So
who's the target demographic for these?
I think everybody, man.
Yeah.
They're going for everything.
I wonder,
I think it's kids. It's a great, easy to get Tommy's shoes on when we want to go outside.
Yes.
They get excited when they see bubblegum on it.
I would imagine way more, a larger proportion of Crocs are going to kids than you see in normal footwear. That is, you just said it. I mean, even Velcro, even the other slip-on shoes, it is such an ordeal to get these on kids' feet. And kids are constantly, I want to go outside and then I want to come right back inside. They can get them on themselves, which is huge. I mean, it is, it makes such a difference.
What's trickier, the sock or the shoe for your kids? Are they even money?
What, getting them on?
Yeah.
It depends. I guess the sock.
Sock's even more challenging.
But with that, you can go without sock. And that's part of it. It's just,
for me, it's a sock.
So easy. I think, I'm not sure. I think it's some schools, you can't wear Crocs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's because it's so informal. I mean, I guess in the same way.
Can you wear them at the club?
Couldn't wear flip-flops. I don't belong to a country club. You associate with far more country club people than I do. Who's more likely to have someone named Lyndon in their circle, me or Greg? Be honest.
Lyndon?
Randy?
Yeah.
Want to take that?
It's Greg.
I mean,
I don't know anybody with a name like that. I'm sorry, man.
I don't know. I
can't call it either.
Yeah, I don't either, man. Vice president, that's the only guy I can think of, really.
Well, he went on to be president, too. Do you not acknowledge that?
I don't acknowledge that time.
Oh, you just look at him as the VP?
No, I just sound like I was against civil rights, which I'm not.
Yeah. Come on, Greg.
There was that one.
You're not one bringing people together.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, man. He did make something of himself, didn't he? Yeah.
A little bit, man.
Yeah. Went on.
I just put him.
Wasn't the greatest circumstances under which that happened, yeah. He was.
I had him sitting there.
Vice President.
Dan Quayle. And, yeah.
Dan Quayle.
Yeah. Man, I missed out on that. Dang.
Still refused to acknowledge LBJ was president. Unbelievable, Greg.
Yep. I always wondered why in Dallas, they have a whole highway named after a vice president. Let's go to comments, Tim.
Tim's having fun.
Let's do it.
Anybody got a question?
I think that was a good. I think you did.
Anybody got a House of Style story? Sean?
I don't know.
I'll tell it if you leave the room.
Wow. That's a big.
Because I don't want to get hit for it.
I don't know.
It's a
man.
Good story.
I think it is a good story too. I believe in it. Yeah. I just don't know why. Just plow through it.
Yeah, just do it.
I don't think he will though. That's the problem.
I think he's so. Yeah, I don't want to tell it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell it, but you just don't get to comment on it.
All right, man. You got to shut it down. No for 90
way.
Seconds.
There's no way this is going to go well.
We're talking
point.
How much he needs. What, 2 minutes of silence?
I'm just going to tell it.
No.
We may cut it. I don't know. I was working at MTV and I was working on House of Style. We did a documentary on the original House of Style, Cindy Crawford, the whole thing.
Right.
And then we rebooted it just online. We did a couple seasons of House of Style and New York Fashion Week was going on and it was, the bosses were like, we got to get in everything we can. And one of the big shows that year was Marc Jacobs. Still this year, Marc Jacobs is a huge deal. Now, I honestly didn't know anything about fashion at all until working on that show. And I learned a little bit. But I had a very close friend who worked for Marc Jacobs at the time, and he got me a ticket to the Marc Jacobs fashion runway show, which is just crazy. So I go back to MTV. I go to my, I'm like, hey, I'm going to the Marc Jacobs show. And they're like, this is incredible. Like they cannot believe what a huge, you know,
huge honor.
Press can't even get, there's such a big deal. So they're like, all right, you're going to call, what's the girl's name? Rachel. and you're going to tell her. The whole idea is like you want to report on it as quickly as possible. And they got blogs going. Everybody's all excited. You're going to call Rachel and tell her everything you see. So I get in there. And what we didn't realize is I did not have the vocabulary or the knowledge or anything to communicate anything going on in that place of value to her, who was then going to go report it to the world. So they got somebody, a man on the inside at the Marc Jacobs show, and that person had absolutely no idea anything that was worth reporting whatsoever. So I was like, I don't know, man, there's people walking down the runway and they got pants on or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't be like, you're not going to believe what they've done with the waistline.
Couldn't you have hired a translator or something?
Stuff to, no.
I think you could have got a translator.
It was last minute that I got in there.
A translator.
You're supposed to be quiet.
Oh my God.
I'm literally
asking questions as if I'm interested in the story.
Poking holes in my story.
No, I didn't even poking holes, but wait a minute.
No, I didn't. Wait a minute. You didn't have to.
Hold on. Let me back.
Trying to treat it like a normal thing on the podcast.
Both you two need to breathe.
Go ahead.
Listen, you didn't have the language in terms of what it was. You're saying it was foreign, or you didn't know the lingo of that world?
Lingo of that world.
Yeah.
So do you know what I'm saying? If you were at a fashion show right now, and then you were talking to fashion press, and they were like, tell us everything, what would you be
able I think it'd be funny if there was a guy like, that piece of cloth seems longer than the other one. What he's saying is the hem around the midriff, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think a fashion translator would be a funny sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have used it then.
I've seen two fashion bumps this year. This is what it is. For guys, khakis in. Brown khaki, that's buying big right now for men. And buttoning top buttons.
Khaki, the color.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think I look like a dirtbag. I won't do it. But it's hot right now. And then now the thing is, now you wear button-down shirts, and you button them all the way to the top.
Well, that's been going on for a while.
Yeah, I'm not saying it started yesterday. Yeah. I'm saying like the last year. I can't do it. I can't. Like, I couldn't ever. I mean, this is me looking sharp.
Is part of the reason why you think khaki in is because a couple weeks ago you were on a desert safari. Everybody's wearing khaki these days. I'll tell you what.
They also got these round hats.
Yeah. It was that. Well, I was, part-time job with UPS. So I was maybe that bled over.
That would have been better.
I was like,
that's more brown though. That's more brown than
khaki.
You know, this is real hot right now. That's an accessory. Binoculars. People real into binoculars.
Yeah.
Camels.
Big in fashion.
Tim, you want to do some comments?
Yeah, I would love to.
I did enjoy your story too.
Ah, thanks, Sean. Randy will cut that story.
No way.
I liked it. I didn't have a problem
with
it.
Greg was good. Greg
comments?
I thought I got my head bit off a little bit for just adding a bit to the story. I was interested and thought it'd be funny to add a bit to it.
I will say, Greg was being very obsequious.
Oh,
there we go. That's back.
Obsequious.
Yeah.
Obsequious.
We haven't had a word of the week for
being respectful.
A semester.
Almost.
Obsequious.
Been off about 4 weeks. It's back.
Obsequious.
Yeah.
Obsequious.
Like that's what Greg was doing there.
Obsequious.
There it is. Obedient or attentive to an excessive or
servile degree.
Which is what he was doing. Normally he's not. And in that situation, he was.
Yeah, that was being all right, man.
So. I'm complimenting Greg. I'm word of the weekend in it. You're getting the stories.
Yeah, we've all
making miracles happen.
Stuff I've done on this podcast that I'm not proud of. But you two, I think, frankly, I think you pick on Sean a little too much, and I don't like it.
Let's get back to the word.
Yeah, get back to the word, buddy.
That is there couldn't have been a more perfect word.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable, Sean.
I appreciate that, man.
Well, that's he's been sitting on it
I've
for 9 weeks.
For 9 weeks, man.
When is Greg going to be obsequious?
I'm waiting.
If one of these two idiots doesn't start getting obsequious, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's why I was on the bench, man.
Hey, Randy, do you think you can help me just lead them towards obsequiosity?
Yeah. Just walk me in there, man.
Oh, man, Sean, I am blown away.
I appreciate
obsequious.
That, man. Yeah, I'm a smart man.
Just really strong.
Before we get to the comment section, we haven't done this in a while, man. How many Crocs we got up there?
I got three pairs in the window.
And one on top here?
And then one
Let's do a giveaway contest. Total. We are going to send out four pairs of Crocs. We'll pick a comment from either YouTube or Apple Apple Podcasts.
Great.
And just tell us what you want. I want to tell you the sizes that we've got here. Okay. We're going to give these all the way to women and children, actually. Because I just think that, I think so.
Very Titanic of you.
Yes. Man, this is not easy. It looks like a women's eight. We have two women's eights. Okay. Two women's eights. One women's 10. And then we have, Tim, you have kids. This is looks like a child 11. Is that what that would be? A C11? Up there in the top left. Yeah, child 11.
Yeah.
So, and I think we'll just go ahead and give all the gibbets with the kids, right?
Yeah, sounds great.
Sounds like a good idea.
Gibbet it up.
Yeah, yeah. We'll gibbet it up there.
Gibbet it up. Getting jibby with it.
Nah, 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 nah.
If there was a...
It's actually going to be good.
This is going to be a stupid
it's
joke.
It's actually going to be... Nah. No, it's going to be good.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I don't hammer you.
I don't want Tim to make fun of me.
I don't beat you up.
That is true.
You're trying to actually, tell a story.
I was trying to do it. I was like, I can't figure out how to do it. Yeah.
What is it?
Go ahead. Say you're fun.
If Gibbets had a mascot. Nah.
If Gibbets having a mascot.
And it was a frog.
Ribbit Gibbet?
Yes. I don't know. Something like that. I can't Ribbit get
Ribbit the Gibbet?
Yeah. Had nothing, man. It was amateur hour there, guys. I apologize. Apologize
to listeners. Ribbit.
Apologize most all to Randy. And
so I'm in the fashion
my
show.
My parents.
And I'm thinking.
So Tim, it's fashion week, dude. He's there. He's not. He doesn't know the lingo.
Fashion.
What do I do?
My boss
I don't
was
know how to talk.
She was so upset.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert. So you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
All right. These comments come to you from the Folgers.
Folgers Crystals.
Episode. No, you again, always say Folgers Crystal. Yeah. That's a part of the line.
I just like to say it because it gets Greg angry. That's the only reason why.
Yeah. Cian, I'm going to call it Cian Malone, 566, said, my mom always said, if you hit a bumper in the road, just do a 390 and keep running, is my favorite line from Forrest Gumper.
Man, that's good.
Two-parter, I know.
That's what I call writing.
The second part came through. I love it.
Done. Nice job.
Yeah, that was the episode where Sean said bumper.
Bumper in the road, man.
Yeah.
Glad it worked. Also the episode, Folgers, where Sean went on and on about his printer debacle, having issues getting that thing fixed. Aaron J. 2501 said, I feel Sean's pain on the printers. I've fiercely tossed them like walks more times than I should admit.
Yeah.
How about that, man?
Here we are.
You want an update on the printer story?
Oh, please, man. I thought you'd never ask. What's the deal?
I did. It's like, I know this works. I know it does. I was feeding the paper through the fax. There's a fax.
You messed up? You were doing it wrong the whole time?
Yeah. There was a tray that pulls out the one thing I didn't look at. And there you go.
You thought your printer worked in such a way that you manually fed the sheets of paper in one by one.
No, and I mean, I put it in like 20.
This is what I'm talking about, man. 20. I'm tired of you cracking on Sean.
No, hang on. Go ahead.
No, you mean, crack all day.
No.
This one is about as bad as like the TV's broken and it's just unplugged bad. It's like that. Yeah, so there's on the top, the printer, there's a tray on the bottom. I didn't see the tray. All I saw the box. The box had paper on the top. I'm like, so it feeds through. So the box kept... The paper kept sliding through, feeding out blank. And I'm like, why? It's not printing.
Pretty
it's
much
not
what you
printing.
Just said.
But what I just said, you thought you bought a printer that took you manually putting the sheets in one by one.
No, you're
no, there's a slide tray up top where you could put several sheets.
Oh, multiple sheets in there, and that's how the fax.
Multiple sheets. So I had like 30 sheets.
Still
there.
Pretty stupid.
But it was, and I'm like, who faxed it? Like, it's a new print. I didn't know that's an option in 20 whatever year.
What do you think that tray underneath was for?
I didn't even know. It was flush. It was, so I was
flush for happening. Fantasy.
So there was a few people checked in on me, giving me tips, and we got to the bottom.
So you're not using a lot of printers.
I mean, I use a little. Not a lot.
Okay.
But enough that I should have figured that out in 15 seconds.
Wow. It took 15 days. Here's, I think I said this before. I think it's all growth. I think this is forward progress in that during this whole meltdown, not once did he quit the podcast. Not once did he threaten me or you. Like he did a good job, man.
It's great.
He handled it well.
I took it well, man. Yeah.
Took it like a champ.
That's great. Just
get off his case.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm riding too hard. It's not.
I got you, buddy.
Right. Thanks, man. Appreciate you looking
out.
He's
a monster.
He's a sick guy. Sick guy. Randy liked it.
Tipper Tipperson, 4880, said, in the military, a lot of MREs had instant Folgers crystal packets.
Yeah.
Folger crystal.
And if you took two or three of them and mixed them in just a little water, shoot it as if it was espresso, it was like gasoline. You could see into the future. You could see shadow people that weren't really there. Good stuff.
Sean, what does MRE stand for?
Meals ready to eat. But they don't count the two.
Boom.
They don't count. You go, buddy. Tipper Tipperson, I like that. You can comment anytime. JC Harrell, 715, said, Robusta move made me spit out my Folgers.
Yeah.
A lot of comments.
A lot
that.
Of content.
A lot of really, yeah, a lot of really good comments this week, too.
However,
yeah, I missed the whole Robusta thing. Yeah.
Robusta you went bad, buddy.
However, Kathy Courtney, 9164, said, I'm sorry, but it's pronounced Robusto. Robusto. And especially sorry to you, Tim. Your Busta move joke has to lose to the succotash joke. Now, Gabriel put me above succotash on the succotash scale.
Gabriel has had it in for the succotash joke.
Yeah, he hates that joke.
Forever.
I don't think anything.
I still stand by that joke.
I stand by, even with even if we had been pronouncing Robusta correctly, Robusta, I think it's even Robusta move is even funnier.
Here's the thing, man. I'm not so sure she's right.
Oh, really?
I mean, I worked in the coffee business for...
Oh, so you were very familiar
10 years, and I never once heard them say Robusta.
You're telling me you were around that term for 10 years and no one had ever said Robusta move before?
No, man, that's your joke, buddy.
I'm glad you got out of that game and into comedy, man.
Yeah, that's your joke and your joke alone.
Real strong. Yeah.
You're sure that's what she's trying to say is Robusta, though?
Yeah.
Because we don't know because we can't hear. This is all writing.
The way she has it written out, B-O-O-S-T.
Okay.
Boost.
Robusto. Robusto move is even fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You don't even need to.
Kathy, what are you doing?
Kathy, man? It's not coming out. I want to side with you, but.
Yeah, Kathy.
Where does, is Kathy live in Italy?
Could be. We're big there.
Robusto.
Yeah, they love us in Milan. Yeah.
Robusto. Is that true? Yeah.
Not at all.
Could be she's listening from Columbia. The country, not where the University of Missouri.
Speaking of Columbia.
Yeah.
Just because they make coffee there. Operation Coffee Roasters.
Sammy.
That's Sam, right?
Sammy said, Emma approved. I'm honored. Thank you, guys. Tuesdays are a little better because of the pot. Because remember I said we brought some of that Operation Coffee home. And Emma, who likes nice things, she was on board.
We all got it.
Yeah. So lots of posts about people enjoying your work and the work of all the people on The Greatest Average American.
Cool.
Yeah,
ABC Wednesday.
Wednesdays, night. ABC.
You're doing good
American
stuff.
Broadcast Company.
We're all proud of you.
Corporation. Not sure.
Michael Hanch 8365 said, I love how upset Greg got about Tim disrupting his hard-hitting information segment with a killer joke referencing a seminal hip-hop work. But just last episode was constantly disrupting Tim with his rendition of Take Me Back.
Who sang that?
Take Me Back?
No, Robusta. Busta Move.
Young MC.
Yeah.
Young MC went to Florida State?
I don't know that reference.
Said it was a seminal.
Oh my.
Randy liked it. That's three today, guys. We were scoring at home.
I was looking it up too.
You started typing.
I apologize to everyone.
Greg
for that
went
one.
Deep there and it stuck.
Good. I liked it a lot. I really liked it.
Yeah, nice job, man.
I don't know, guys.
My brain can't
That's
can't
not
do
what
it.
I envisioned this podcast being.
You could give me 5 hours to sit on that, and I'd be like, I got nothing.
Florida State Seminoles. Oh, okay.
No.
I liked it.
Oh, it was enjoyable.
Pretty dumb.
Sean, at one point in the podcast, you declared that game show hosts typically die young. People took great exception to
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah, I saw that, and I'd like to talk about that.
Susan Williams, TM2TL, for example, said, I'm going to debunk Sean. Alan Ludin, Bob Barker, Pat Sajak, Alex Trebek. Shall I continue? And then Cynthia Carpenter, for example, commented, Bob Barker lived to the age of 99.
Yes, absolutely.
So who?
So no, all it was, I think I was just watching like some YouTube doc on game show people, and I swear they named two, and it was one of those things I just took bad info. It was like that Peter Snarkin guy from Press Your Luck. And I swear they named one other, and they're like, you know,
the guy, famous food guy that
Ray Combs. I swear Combs, they said that.
That was suicide, I think. Though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
It was very sad. And they just said a lot of game show hosts get die young. So me, this is why you got to watch where you get your info. I'm like, yeah, a lot of these guys died young, and then I just apply it to all the biz. So then I even looked, I fact checked my own work. Wrong.
They live damn longer. It seems to me. They live longer lives.
Most of them live very long.
Good for you, Greg.
So you're looking good, buddy.
No, the co-host.
Those guys. No, you're fine.
You're fine. We don't have to put in that mobility scooter for you now.
Yeah, you guys, I think we've talked about this before. I talked about this with my brother who's staying at my house right now. There's some stairs. The townhouse on the second and third floor, basically.
Yeah.
And these guys think that I'm not going to last very long there because of the stairs.
Well, yeah, you're going to last. You're just going to have to get one of those little chairs. You go down.
When do you think I'm going to have to sell my townhouse?
It's not when you have to sell your townhouse. It's when you're not asking the right question.
5 or 6 years?
No, Tim, you're not getting it. It's when he has to install the chair. That's a doable house. We just got to get a bunch of those and he's good.
He'll move. You wouldn't put a chair.
He'll go ranch instead.
Well, part of it is the chair, the stairs are common stay. It's not just in his place.
You know, you're right. He's got the one set getting in and then just going up to his own.
Yeah, there's just no way.
Bedroom and all that.
There's just no
way. Yeah.
You should start looking. I got
10 years, man.
I
got 10 years and then I'm moving in with Sean and Heather.
Love that.
Come on in, man. The problem is a lot of stairs.
Oh, we're
where are we even more stairs, buddy? Man,
listen, if this game show gets picked up just a few more years.
Is that right?
Yeah. We'll have a big house and Ledoux or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's we?
Yeah. Are we the we?
Yeah. Probably put us.
Reek and a Creed Aventus.
Yeah, hey, can not. I tell that
maybe
story?
Maybe I'm moving in with, Tim and Emma.
Yeah.
What I showed you?
Timothy called you up today. He'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Well, when you're done, the thing I showed you, is that worth mentioning today or is that still?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, after you're done.
About Creed. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Anyway, you're in the middle of comments, so.
Oh, yeah. I just got two more. I think I said that Bert Convey, we talked, speaking of game show hosts, he came up. I think I said he was my first cousin 3 times removed. A couple people said he's, in fact, my first cousin twice removed. Karen
twice
Messenger
removed.
Said, Tim, Bert Convey is your first cousin twice removed. Your parents' cousins are once removed, so your grandparents are twice removed.
Okay.
I'll take it. And then author Brian Crossman said, I hate to hear about the consumers leaving Nateland. Any podcast that references Wuthering Heights, Jane Eyre, and Moby Dick before it's halfway through has to be too highbrow for that audience. Robusta move that bumper out of the road.
Now, here's the thing. It was strewn with airs. Yeah,
We were waiting.
I thought Jane Eyre was an author.
Yeah.
We're not that highbrow.
No, we were.
In other words, several mistakes made during that interchange.
We were all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, but I appreciate the...
There's plenty of highbrow stuff going on. I mean,
man.
Aaron Weber's he's a real intellectual.
Yeah, Weber is an intellectual. Knows a lot of stuff.
If we did like a Scholar Bowl, them versus us, I gotta think Weber puts them over the top.
Weber's probably the guy that puts them over the top.
The problem is I hurt us more than anybody helps him. That's the problem. You know what I mean? There's like nobody there that would be, I could compete.
No, man. It's just like, if there's a thing where you got to buzz in, you're going to have to go through Tim and I before we let you hit the buzzer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We should, curious.
We can maybe do that.
Going.
I bet you Dusty knows a lot of interesting stuff that, like weird stuff.
I agree.
Yeah.
And are you in Bates? You have a few years on Bates, don't you?
Yeah.
It's going to come in handy.
I guess.
being, I mean, for us.
No, I still
for you, not it's unfortunate.
Right. I don't know why. I brought this up to Dusty about 8 months ago, and he loved it. Why we do not take those guys on in 3-on-3 basketball. Film it, put it online. It would be a hit because nobody is good at it. Us
you,
three versus
you
them
were
three.
Bragging about how good you are.
I think I'd be one of the better ones on there, yes. Although I would get so burned out after 5 minutes, that's where I'd probably fail. I'd have no stamina. Where he's got stamina from working out. Telling you, man, that would be a hit. Just film it.
I'll do it.
Play one quarter, first 1-11, half court, put it online. Guarantee people will watch. Guarantee. It's a hit. But.
Have you ever known him to guarantee something?
And no. I mean.
I don't one guarantee a lot of
one
this,
quarter, half court.
I've heard you guarantee a lot of stuff in the world.
I probably
and I'm not so sure.
Some I've got right.
Though. It was guarantee-able. Yeah.
It'd be fun, man.
That's why they fired you from the men's
so
warehouse.
Three.
For it,
we
right?
got three out of six. Fired me from the men's warehouse.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because that guy guarantees it, and you started.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah.
I know we're wrapping up, but Greg's really heating up.
Oh,
we should consider
some of the dumbest jokes.
We need a bonus podcast today. Yeah. Greg.
Slow
he is
start.
Cooking, man.
Wow.
You know what?
He's
wok
cooking.
You know what turned it on this pod? Was my House of Style.
House
story.
Of Style.
He's really been cooking.
He
since
did, man.
Then.
Once Tim brought that up, man, you just went into outer space.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, you're just flying high, man. References galore.
Can't wait to get off this podcast and call 10 of my friends and tell them that.
Oh, there it is.
Hey, yep, the shot.
You've been warned.
See you in the locker.
Those are your comments, guys. Appreciate those comments. Keep them coming. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Follow the actual consumers, please.
And the email is theconsumers390@gmail.com. I've been told that hasn't been hit enough. I don't know if, Randy, you could ever just kind of splice that in. The graphics there for YouTube. Theconsumers390@gmail.com.
Also, before we go to Sean's corner,
my corner,
I want to reiterate, we are giving away 4 pairs of Crocs. They are a women's 8, a women's 10, and a child's 11. The child gets all of the gibbets. You just have to leave a comment on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts saying, you know, whatever you want to say, but let us know what size you want. And we're going to get you those.
Great.
That's what we're going to do.
That's great.
And Sean's in charge of shipping them.
I am?
Yeah. Yeah, you do the shipping. Tim used to, and then Mukopotamus.
So all I have to do is screw up the shipping once, and I can get fired from it, right?
No, buddy, I know how you work, man.
Yeah, we know.
You're not getting out of this.
Trust me. It's better that I do the shipping.
Yeah.
For the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we trust you, buddy.
Yeah, I got some people on deck, too. I got it's coming.
Perfect introduction for Sean's Corner. Tim, you were going to come up with some music to introduce Sean's Corner, I think, at one point.
It's coming. And we might even have it next episode.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of like synth pop heavy.
Next episode also, we're going to have a segment with our good friend, Aletha, came back. Yes, cheesecake. Man. Cheesecake segment. It was awesome.
Really good. Man, so good. Just love it so much.
She was a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah. We had a good time. And that'll be next week. We'll be playing it.
Yeah. This is just great. The one after this episode.
What a great day. I'm out of water. Darn it. All right. It's a big time, guys. This is what we call Randy. This is birthday.
Hang on, guys. Randy's got a phone call.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll let him get it.
Go ahead, Sean.
Randy. Screw it around.
People have been writing in. So this is who we got cooking this month. This is happy birthday to Bonnie from husband Craig.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
And Craig's birthday is like, I think, 3 days later. So you too, Craig. I didn't forget you, buddy.
Craig as well.
Craig sent the thing for Bonnie, and then I'm hitting both.
Seems like he was trying to get himself in there too.
He did. It was very slick, but I like what he did. Okay. And that's why I'm giving him the press. Nick Gibson turned 39. Nick's a fan. So
we met Nick?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And then another happy birthday to Kara and Lulu Murphy from Troy Eaton. I think that would be, I don't know if it's a mother daughter or two daughters, but Troy sending to his kids. So it's a surprise from Troy to Kara and Lulu.
Okay.
And then one more we have.
I see now. I was thinking Troy Eaton was a place. Troy Eaton is
he's a human,
a family member.
He's a family member.
The two young ladies.
Troy Eaton, state of mind, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things.
A lot of things.
Birthday shout out to
one more, my
little guy Jack.
Oh, Jack!
Jack man
turns 2 on Thursday.
All right,
he's the best.
That's awesome.
He's a good one.
He's a good guy.
He's gonna be 2.
He has good pictures online too, man.
Yeah,
he always has these faces like, "What are you doing?"
He's he's a cool
dude. He's just like, I love it, man.
He loves sunglasses more than any kid should at that age. Like, he puts them on and then he wants to show everybody. Like,
give him your Ray-Bans, man. You didn't give them to me.
Yeah, you didn't give them to Sean.
Yeah, no, those are be handed come down.
On. You know, I got a birthday children. In a couple of weeks. Maybe you just, there you go. I'll take a used Ray-Ban.
Yeah, think about it, buddy. You had 2 pair.
He's moving on. This is what Tim
he's giving you the cheap ones, man.
Yeah, that's dollar store stuff. And then last one.
Sean's better than that.
Guys, this is big. This is happy birthday, Alexis from Mom Kelly. Alexis is turning 12.
All right,
so that's
Alexis.
Nice.
All right.
You know, kids are involved here. And
hold on. Alexis, say happy birthday to Alexis.
We knew that was going.
That's Alexa.
That's Alexa.
Great. That is dang Alexa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or by her Alexis.
Yeah, good one.
Alan Greenpan.
Alan Greenpan.
Alan Greenpan.
Pretty good stuff, man.
All right, guys, couple gifts here. Greg actually stepped up this week and got to the post or the UPS store.
Is that right, Greg?
Yeah, I went over there.
Buddy. So
you guys are now on the list.
Oh, we can
go
claim
there.
Stuff there?
Good. Yeah, you can have stuff sent there. Even personal stuff. I don't care.
Hello. What do you mean?
Yeah. Nice, man. Yeah, because they were giving me the business last time. They're like,
yeah, they did.
Oh, no.
It was,
and I know it was on them. I'm not blaming Greg.
That's my man, Dave, who I love. Dave just didn't pass down the word.
Yeah, he fumbled. He dropped the ball, man. So
the other guy was just doing his job.
Yeah. Well, I still bullied him. I got
just doing his job, Jamie.
So we got some stuff from the...
He's doing his job, Jamie. Where is that from?
Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy. Cannon. He's just doing his job. What a good movie. We got shirts. I believe he said it's from a guy, Tim Cochran.
Tim Cochran sent shirts for you. I believe only for you.
No
Cochran,
way.
Yeah.
All me?
Life here, I'll open them up where you...
Okay. Oh. I mean, we got shirts.
Life is
I got
a highway.
Some bumper stickers. Smash that.
Nothing. I got it.
We
nice
got
job,
it.
Tom Cochran.
Life is a highway. And what was Tom
this
Cochran
says,
saying?
I have the right to charge my... I have the right to charge my phone. This is
love it.
One of Sean's hits.
Awesome.
Boy, I got spoiled here, man. I didn't think.
People this like you, buddy.
Whoa,
people
is that like a 390
bumper sticker,
that's
maybe?
That's awesome.
This has got to go somewhere special.
That's really good.
Sean's 390 t-shirt.
Got great. The shirt.
With his awesome. With his
is
signature.
Is that your real signature?
That's the one Nate Land used.
Okay.
Nate, for the promos, for the videos?
Oh, got it.
Yeah. And then I got another one here, which, go ahead, Greg, I'll let you get involved. Lot of stuff here, gang. We're going to move this along so nobody gets too bored here.
It says,
what do we got?
It says the Chiseler.
Oh, that's fun. I like the little
that's
green, too.
Yeah, that's what Sean does.
I chisel
you.
I did. I got $50 today. So we got some other stuff here. Real quick, we got some hat. This is from our man, Oscar Hickson.
Okay.
Oscar Hickson.
With an X.
With an X. Let's see. He works for a company called Aztec Road Tech Paving Equipment in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Great.
So he got us some hats.
Those look good right away.
We can take a look at those.
Wow, look at that.
Golf balls for Tim's Country Club.
There you go, Tim.
Nice. We got
buddy.
Koozies. We got pens. Give this to Tim.
Give it to Tim.
Yeah. That's a Tim pen all day.
Yeah. Right this way.
Greg, you get a pen too because I don't write like you do. And bumper sticker. The whole thing's great.
Outstanding.
So, Oscar, coming through. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Oscar.
Thanks for the hookups. And then
we'll look for you guys out on the road.
One more.
I'm wearing this hat soon.
Yeah, dude. You take what you want, buddy. One more we got here. This is from my very good friend, Carrie, who is a big consumer fan. Day one fan. I chat with her online. She was on the cruise. We talk a lot of football. She's a Patriots fan. I'm a Bills fan. But it's, you know, we keep it civil.
Yeah.
We keep it civil. So she...
This pen is great. Sorry.
Is it great?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff for Gus as well. A
lot of stuff for Gus. My big dog, we're going to see. Might need surgery on his 140-pound leg. Carrie Teague, we love you, Carrie. I got a Bills toy for Gus, and then we got some hats. More hats. Battle of Comedians. Look at this. There's a whole story behind this.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this before. This is pretty cool.
Nickerson.
And then this T-shirt.
Nickerson versus Warren hats. Yeah. Cool.
Right here.
Oh, wow. Nickerson versus Warren shirt. We've seen that graphic somewhere else. Did we see that on the Facebook group?
That's us on there.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then more treats from a local bakery near her place in Massachusetts.
That's
for shooting it, but Massachusetts. So, Carrie, We love you.
Amazing.
All this great stuff. And I just wanted to close my side in this. Tim Greenlight. Tim, you approve this, playing this, right?
Yes.
This is funny. Now, everybody knows my passion. We all know about Creed Aventis. Who did we have lunch with, Greg, in Kansas City? Barbecue. Who took us to barbecue?
Eric Stone Street.
So, I'm going to play this.
He smells so good. I wish you could smell him.
What are you wearing? Just come close to the...
What are you wearing?
It's, Creed.
Oh, Creed. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Aventis.
Oh, no.
That is Eric on the Today Show. Singing his praises like about Creed. This is Greg's butt.
One of my favorite comedic actors of all time.
Well, you better have a chat with him.
And a barbecue aficionado and an all-around nice guy.
And a Creed Aventis.
And great
smelling.
And
he wears that garbage. No.
Buddy. And hopefully we can get him on the pod one day, and that is going to be we're both going to load up.
Oh, no way, man.
You're not going to tell him?
No. Really? Oh, that's great.
It's out there. On the Today Show, my man, Eric.
If you don't follow...
We got to win.
If you don't follow Eric Stone Street on Instagram, yeah. He's got some really
pretty wild.
It's some great stuff, man. There's this picture of him when he was 19 years old, and he's like, "Roast me." He looks like a 47-year-old State Farm insurance agent. I mean, it's so funny. But yeah, he's got some really good stuff out there. Yeah.
On Instagram and all that stuff. So Eric, good to know you're wearing the good smelling stuff, and everybody, all the stuff. Really appreciate it from everyone. Really nice.
We haven't been in here since I did Gilda's Laugh Fest up in Grand Rapids last weekend. Huge thanks to everybody there. Just great festival. Met quite a few consumers listeners. If you did come out and I didn't get to see you, we had so many sets, they were kind of whisking us away. So I know I didn't get to talk to everybody, but everyone I did talk to was great. And again, thanks to the festival and to all the great comics that I did my shows with. Bunch of great ones that some of them I think we'll have on the pod, but it was really, really fun. So thanks to everybody who was a part of that. This weekend, Little Rock, Arkansas, you can catch Greg Warren at a little place called the Looney Bin.
Yep.
You haven't been down there in a while.
It's been a while. Huge. Ticket sales looking strong. There are, I think, two shows that are still remaining.
Yeah.
There's a matinee show on Saturday that's got some tickets available.
That's great.
It's going to be a blast.
So that's this upcoming weekend. So if you're anywhere near Little Rock, Arkansas.
Friday and Saturday only.
Go check that out. Columbia sold out?
Columbia has, I think, like 8 tickets.
Okay. April 10th, the Missouri Theater, Columbia, Missouri. April.
They may release a couple more.
So keep an eye out.
They held a few back for promo stuff, but I think they may release a couple more.
GregWarrenComedy.com. And then
Tim's going to be with me on that.
That's right.
As far as I know.
Saturday, April 11th, Springfield, Missouri. Gilloys? I can't ever say it.
Gilloys. Yeah, still some tickets available for the Gilloys Theater in Springfield, Missouri. Man, I'm excited about that one.
That's April
Tim's going to be there for that one too.
It's going to be a big one. It's going to be real strong. And then April 14th, guess what, guys? The Consumers, that's us, live. It's the next installation of The Consumers live in front of an audience. It's happening in Nashville, Tennessee for the Nashville Comedy Festival. That is April 14th. There are tickets for that, but...
Not a lot.
Not going to be. That's just... We're like 3 weeks away at this point.
Yeah, man. I want us to... we're excited about that. We're playing with the big boys. Because that's like... The Nashville Comedy Festival has like massive...
Oh, yeah.
Comedians coming in, and we get to be part of it. So we want to show up strong.
Nashville's showing up, man. Nashville always shows up. And then Austin, Texas.
Randy's coming on that one, by the way.
Is that right, Randy?
That's right,
baby. Yeah, Randy's coming.
That's great, man. We'll buy you some donuts.
Is Randy on both?
Pardon me?
Nashville?
Yeah, he sure is.
Those would be Randy's Donuts?
What? No.
Famous.
Yeah, I know. Austin, Texas, Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Consumers Live there as well. Consumers Live happening in Austin, Texas. That's a big deal. We're also all going to be doing sets over at Moon Tower. So check that out. April 16th and 17th. And the pod is on the 17th, I believe.
16th?
Pod's on the 16th. The pod is on the 16th. We've got sets on the 17th.
The 17th, it's our show. A stand-up show.
Yeah.
With the three of us, I think maybe one special guest. But the night before is the podcast. That's going to be a blast. I don't know how. I think right now you can buy badges that get you in everything, or like a badge to get you in one day. There may be single event tickets coming soon.
Yeah, but worth it. With great comics on both those festivals, we got friends that'll be around for both. So Yeah, check those
out.
You
may throw out some names?
Of people who are at the festival?
People that have agreed to...
Oh, you're welcome.
We're going to record some stuff down there.
Yeah.
One person has gotten back to me. Hmm. I just sent stuff out this morning. Catherine Blanford is in.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
She's the best. I'm a big
fan. Very, very funny.
She's great.
Very fun. Cool.
That's awesome. I didn't know that until right now.
Yeah.
Real time. That's great. I'm a big fan. Cool. And then I'm doing Can You Feel the Punk tonight. It is Punk Rock Disney happening May 2nd here in St. Louis at the Pageant. Those tickets on sale now. TimConveyStuff.com. Greg has other dates coming up. He is going to Erie, Pennsylvania, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, Rosemont, Illinois. That is basically Chicago. Going up to Winnipeg?
Yes.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then a bunch of stuff in Southern California. You can get tickets for all of this stuff right now. GregWarrenComedy.com.
I think I'm on that Erie date, Greg. Does that sound right?
Take a look at it.
Darn it.
GregWarrenComedy.com.
Yes. Sean will be in Erie unless he bails.
I got some Northeast friends that Erie's only 3 hours from Rochester, so.
You think they're going to make the drive?
I know two of them already are.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
For they sure. started? They left already?
They left already. They're walking. Dude, they're walking. Yeah, right. They're walking. So you've timed it out. It's actually perfect. So.
Totally get it. Anyway, GregWarrenComedy.com, TimConveyStuff.com. Good stuff coming up. We appreciate the support. We appreciate you sharing the podcast with your friends because it's going all right. We appreciate it.
We are the consumers. You have been consumed.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.